For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And we continue to bring it. It is what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It is 7:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. Top story, Netanyahu to speak to Congress. No one's really going to be there to receive him. Well, nobody in power like Kamala Harris. That would normally be her duty. She's going to some sorority thing. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Our number one ally. Yeah, let's let him kind of flap in the breeze for a while, and no big deal. Of course, she's going to meet with him later, I guess.
Yeah.
She didn't want to make a big deal about it. She's got to play the role of, you know, yes, I mean, I'm for Israel, but I'm also for all the voters in, you know, southeastern Michigan that are pro-Palestinian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And it's an election time, and it's getting close. And if those people don't show up and vote like crazy for her.
Well, they are crazy.
Well.
There's that.
So if they don't, she's going to be in trouble right there. That alone could make a difference. And she knows that. All right. Biden's going to speak tonight, 8 o'clock.
That'll be energetic.
Well.
Well, you heard him the other day on the phone.
That'll be a raucous get-together, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Will he resign? There's a possibility. I think he is really mad.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he feels like he was really pushed because, well, he was. Now, was it the right thing to do? Yes. And they should have. But, yeah, that's the thing. They should have done it a while ago. But it's Joe, and he's very stubborn.
Uh-huh.
And he might have some family members that still have their hands out, and they're like, come on, man. You got to bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
But they should have done that sooner. He has been in not great shape for a while now, and they've all been covered for him. The lefty media's covered for him.
Family.
All the people, even some big donors up until recently, like George Clooney. He's one of the early ones to come out and go, no. No, Joe's got to step aside. And it wasn't easy for him to say that. He was a big fan. He really liked Joe.
Like a week and a half before. Yeah.
All right. So we got that going on. And I did. I wasn't getting too carried away, but I think there's a possibility that Joe Biden may do a little scorched earth thing a little bit here.
Mm.
I think. Okay. If he's really mad, he might just do a little bit of damage on his way out. I have a feeling it's not going to go as far as I said earlier that, you know, he's going to say, it's the deep state. They're the ones that were controlling me, and they're going to control Kamala. And, you know, that's what we got to look out for, and they're the ones that pushed me out. I don't think it's going to go that far, but I think there might be something in there.
Hmm.
We'll see. All right. The problem is it won't make it probably into the official script. And if Joe attempts to go off script, well, that could come out in all sorts of different ways.
True.
All right. So we got that. So Kamala's not going to be there for Netanyahu. She's going to a sorority event.
Okay.
But she is already. Oh, Ms. Wonderful. She's the great. And it's like, wait a second. We know who that chick is. She's been around for 3.5 years. The border czar? Give me a break. But no, they're remaking her. And listen, she's pretty pumped up.
We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence will finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
So there you go. If you were, Don't worry, they're not going to take our guns. If anybody tries that on you, there you go. Okay? And she's going to be even stronger in asserting that, I'm quite sure. And do you notice the kind of language that she used on that? Listen to how she uses the word freedom.
We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence.
Yeah, freedom, you can cut it off now. Freedom to live safe. Freedom to live safe from gun violence.
And terror.
But what about those whose freedom depends on their ability to defend themselves, their family, and their property? Isn't that a form of freedom?
Yeah, but she doesn't care about those scenarios.
No, she doesn't care anything about the founding fathers and the Bill of Rights, clearly. Yeah. I think, again, this is another issue where people have a better understanding as they begin to see how government can really expand, push its weight around, do whatever it wants to do, impacting your life, telling you what kind of car you could drive, telling you what kind of stove you can buy, telling you to be all green. In the meantime, we're sending jobs over to China, and they're not being green at all. The only green they see is our money.
But it's freedom, Bob. It's freedom.
Yeah, I love how she used that word, freedom to live safe from gun violence. There's a lot of people that maintain their freedom because of a gun. And the people that protect her all have guns as well.
They don't use stern words and pointing fingers?
No. And when people set out to do bad things, like front page of the UK, The Sun, piercing screams, motorbike knifeman was looking for soldier before launching frenzied attack with two kitchen blades in 20-second horror. Yeah, he went on a rampage. And that's bad people set out to do bad things. It's very hard. Very hard to stop them. But Kamala wants to be able to, you know, blame the inanimate objects. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, I got a little fun fact for you. It's not freedom. It's freedom. Don't you remember when she plagiarized the Martin Luther King story?
I don't remember that.
No.
Well, to do some looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jerry. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. That prior caller is right. She did plagiarize Martin Luther King's story, which gets to my point. We all know Kamala Harris. Right now, we've got her in a honeymoon phase with the press. But when she gets off script, off teleprompter, and she starts giving hard interviews where she's freewheeling and coming from her own free thoughts, I think the public is going to very much understand that she's way above her level of understanding of what she needs to be doing. And I think that her campaign will start to fail. At least that is my hope. Anyways, I think the American public is a little bit smarter than what they're trying to sell and package as Kamala Harris. And further, she needs to be pressed very hard by the media and by Donald Trump prosecuting the case against her. Is when did she know and how did she know about Biden and why did she let it go on for so long? So she was complicit in duping the American people that the commander-in-chief was basically unfit to serve.
Yes, and also maintaining the line that it's about policy, not about personalities. They can remake her personality. Mm-hmm. They can make her appear a certain way. And like you said, for a time, and then that her true self will start to shine through.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, you have to keep in mind, it's about policies. And if you think that she's going to shift policies and, like, close the border, absolutely will not occur. If anything, anything that you consider left or radical will only get worse with Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words on that. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's time for you to chime in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but do call in 877-975-9825.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:20. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, keep trying. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
A couple things, but what that one guy was talking about was where in 2019 Kamala Harris said something that she was being pushed around in her stroller, and she was she said that she wanted freedom because she was a baby, but it, whatever. Now what's bugging me is Keith Olbermann, where the St. Louis Cardinals, the pinch runner or hitter, he hit the
DH, yeah,
and all those guys were sitting there with their arms up and their hands over their ears, and he wants to blow up Busch Stadium, ban all of those players for life. They can never play baseball again, and confiscate the baseball team. It's like he just needs to go away.
Oh, yeah. He turned radical nutty a long time ago, and probably why he doesn't have much of a job anymore. Mm. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Aside from being dumbfounded about who's stupid enough to give to the Kamala campaign, what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for a long time, is I just have way too much stuff, yet it's all high quality. I have too much clothing, too much coin collection, too much stamp collection, too much of yours and Bob's favorite, yours and Greg's favorite devices, too much books, too much silverware, too much plates. It's just very oppressive. I feel like I could have a never-ending yard sale. Thanks, guys.
All right, hang in there. Don't do anything rash.
Well, actually, that one category, he could just drop those off and we'll take care
of
those.
We'll take care of them.
Our favorites,
yes.
Yeah, we'll
we will.
Good care of them.
And any vehicles, sports cars, whatever,
Bob's
motorcycles.
Always looking for a 911 or something.
Yeah. Good morning, Cindy. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been trying to tell you guys this since Monday morning. Saturday night, I was at a birthday party for a friend. Another friend of his or a neighbor. He was really never belligerent, never rude as anything, but brought up guns. Nobody needs guns. I said, I live out in the middle of nowhere with me and my older sister. We're both older women here. And on a 5 o'clock Sunday morning about a year ago, I had a guy who turned out to be on meth on my back porch, bang, bang, and banging. I have these little 6-inch windows. I'm so afraid he's about to come in. I tell him, go away. Somebody's telling me, let me in. I'm like, go away, I'm going to call the cops. He says, call the cops. I'm like, okay, you won't go to jail today, okay. But the guy was like, you were supposed to shoot him. Why didn't you shoot him? I'm like, I didn't have to. He couldn't understand why I didn't just automatically shoot. I didn't have to. The guy never actually came in my house. But it was just a trip that's the way he thinks, or how many do think like that.
I think you're right. Like, in other words, well, if you had a gun, you would shoot him.
You have to.
Not necessarily.
Right.
That's 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control and Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is we've seen what they'll do to keep Trump from getting into office. They've tried everything from felony, the court system, to what happened on July 13th, and now this soft coup they're trying to pull. And let's not forget, we all went to bed the night of the election, last presidential election, knowing that Trump was going to win. And we woke up dumbfounded, trying to figure out what happened, and they did what they did. And they'll do it again. They got 103 days till the election. And they're going to pull out all stops. They said they'll do whatever it takes to stop Trump. So, it's not over with yet. We have to pray for President Trump's safety, and we have to keep an eye on him. And they're going to pull out all stops to do what they did last time.
Right. So no matter what, even if it all looks, the polls all show, it's going to be a landslide. You've got to show up. You've got to vote, and vote early in case they try some last-minute garbage that they know would affect the Republicans more than Democrats. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you, the one thing that really bugs me is that this election, as much drama as America has on its plate right now, will come down to race. It won't have nothing to do with policy. Everything from here to November will be dissected in a racial battle, and we're going to go down that racial road again that just divides America even more. But they've already started by commenting on J.D. Vance's comments that they're claiming were racial. They're just going to pull that card all the way to November. And, you know, we've got enough drama on the plate. Let's add one more.
Well, look, that's what the left does. They don't have substance. They don't have good policies. The American people are fed up with the open borders and the high inflation, sending money to Ukraine while not taking care of our own people.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. But, yeah, I think it's going to be about policy. But since they lose on that, you're right, they'll pull out identity politics, which is something they've done for a long time. But we're not going to fall for that, are we? They are trying, though. They're basically saying, yeah, if you don't vote for Kamala, you know, you're not black. They're trying that old tired line.
Right. But if you say that she's like a DEI, then you're being racist.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying now, too. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't care what color you are. When you're trying to count your money and try to live within a budget, it's the green that makes the difference,
yep.
Not any other color.
Uh-huh.
AC guy, what's bugging you?
Kamala's a distraction. She'll be replaced with another black woman, and it won't be Oprah.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be the dragon lady. What was her name? Jared? You remember her?
I'm not sure who you mean.
Yeah, she was in the administration under Obama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going back. Ooh.
All right. Oh, we can sneak a couple more in. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the fact that we still have no idea what's going on with President One and whether or not China is just sitting back and watching this wonderful coming of errors that we have going on so they can just bide their time before they swoop in for Taiwan.
Yeah, it's if they were looking for an opportunity, it would seem like between now and November and then possibly even extending all the way into early January during a transition would probably not be good if indeed there's a real transition. All right, let's go to Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. I happen to agree with everybody that's calling in and thinks it do bug us, but I think I've refined mine down to one thing. It's election season. It just drives my stomach crazy. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Hang in there. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The idea that Michelle Obama would even be a contestant in this, please tell me one thing that has to do with Michelle Obama other than being associated with Barack, that she would even be considered. That is, and if she wins, we will know that this country is the biggest joke on the face of the earth. God bless America.
Well, I mean, she's educated.
Yeah.
But I don't know about it, like her particular work history. But
I still think she likes her cushy life too much. And she's got power because he's got power.
Hey, look, she's going to be busy, yep, just trying to stay above water because they own property in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard.
That's
some
true.
Of the lowest property on the face of the planet. But at the same time, during their administration, they told everybody we're going to be underwater. So I guess she's out buying sump pumps and other things, building.
Well, there's a visual. Her down at the Home Depot buying sump pumps.
Oh, big ones.
Oh, yeah.
729 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks so much for tuning in and participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up, will the Trump campaign switch to indoor venues? More info coming on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Harris.
And she is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's trending.
If Biden can't run for election,
he needs to leave. They need to invoke the 25th Amendment.
The news that's now.
Trudeau resigned as director of the Secret Service.
On July 13th, we failed.
The news station.
Now, really, the world knows how vulnerable we are in an election cycle.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, or is it? Will Trump and his folks be happy doing indoor events? Were they already looking to move indoors? Or are they getting some pressure from the Secret Service? Yep, the Secret Service has reportedly advised the Trump campaign to stop holding rallies and events outdoors almost 2 weeks after the assassination attempt. Three people close to the matter spoke to the Washington Post on the condition of anonymity, said the Secret Service had spoken to campaign advisors about not holding events outdoors with large crowds. Wow. This comes after Trump was shot by a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear, Butler, Pennsylvania. The sources added that the Trump campaign is not currently looking to hold outdoor events and is eyeing indoor events, basketball arenas, and other large spaces that can seat thousands of attendees. A campaign official, who once again wanted to remain anonymous, explained that holding events indoors is safer because you're able to control who comes through a finite number of doors, but pointed out that indoor events have capacity limits. Yeah, they do. And a lot more like kind of hidden areas, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're going to have, they would have the same problem. The bad guy, you know, this weasel, this shooter in the event of Butler, he placed his rifle there sometime previous to the event.
Right.
So going through a metal detector, he didn't fear that. His gun was already in there. Well, you could do the same thing with an indoor venue. And there's a lot more hiding places. Right? You hide it in all kinds of places. You know, the ceiling tiles and, you know, especially if you've been to, like, you know, the O'Connell Center, like under all those, you know, seats and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of areas.
Sure.
Where you could, mm-hmm. possibly hide stuff. Now, they would go through all that, but, but you know what I mean? How effective can you be?
There's a lot of nooks and crannies in a building.
Yeah, nooks and crannies. You're exactly right. Nooks and crannies. Good on an English muffin, not good when you're trying to keep a president or a candidate safe.
Good point.
So, yeah, I mean, the kind of failures that they had aren't necessarily going to be eliminated by having the folks indoors.
No.
And they need to get to the heart of the matter, what's going on here, because, you know, the rumor mill is really starting to get charged up.
Oh, big time.
You know, following some cell phone track, again, you can't get definitive information. The FBI will tell you, you know, it's the middle of an investigation. So then the rumor mills get started. And now that the government, unfortunately, is starting to develop a pretty bad track record of telling us the truth. I mean, look how they were all willing to hide a president and try to hide his the severity of his, you know, weaknesses.
Well, think about it this way, and we mentioned the other day, you and I called maybe 6 months or a year after the election. We thought he was so bad then that he would not complete 1 year in office.
Right.
And we forget, well, it, relatively speaking, it's not as bad as it is now. But if we were having those thoughts 3.5 years ago, there was a problem. And it proves they've hidden it for 3.5 years.
Right. So a government that will hide something as important as that will hide all kinds of other things, which, of course, leads to the rumor mill and conspiracy theories. And what's the old meme? You know, conspiracy theorist 34, everybody else zero, if you're keeping score.
Yeah.
So I know there's going to be people that they'll scrutinize it, but they... If they don't cover all their bases, it's not going to be good, and they won't get to the heart of the matter. I mean, if there really was, you know, a scenario.
Outside influence.
So. Yes. Not just the lone weirdo.
Right.
That's what you got to make sure, that you truly are eliminating that possibility. And, you know, when somebody gets shot right away, exterminated. And then you have to wonder, well, if you're willing to exterminate the person, did you really have to wait until they fired what clearly you could see was a gun? No, you should have taken them out. I mean, that's just part of it. And then the washing of the roof right afterwards, if indeed that's true. You know, one of the fastest capital punishment cases that I ever saw was Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen anything so quick. All of a sudden, he's dead. And it was like, really? You're certain that you got all the information that was available? Well, all the information they wanted to be available. Yeah. Nothing else. So, yeah, you look back on that and see. It's got to break some kind of record about how fast they put him to death.
I mean, it was 6 years, but in comparison...
Oh, yeah, because they usually overnight. Go on... I don't know what the goodness. Average is. I think the average is like 12.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Anyway, we'll see if, it, you know, conspiracy theorists... Again, looking at 50 years ago, half the stuff that we've experienced, you know, would get you laughed out of a room.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know, oh, wait a second. It is difficult to find the truth.
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult? Yep. Did I mention it's the hottest day ever recorded? Was just the other day, July 21st?
Ever?
Ever.
That's what the headline says.
Well, the headline says that.
Ever.
But then they say, well, the hottest day on Earth since at least 1940.
No, wait a minute. Forever means like... a long time, not 1940. Forever is ever, ever, ever.
So, on this day, the average temperature came in at 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, to most of us, that doesn't sound hot at all. But they're measuring all the temperatures, including overnight temperatures, afternoon temperatures, mm-hmm. and that's an average across the entire globe. So, that's considered... the hottest day, at least up to 1940, but yeah, the hottest day ever recorded sounds a lot scarier.
Except it's not, really.
Well, so here's the thing. Okay, so let's say 84 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so if what kind of good data do you have? You don't have any good data before 1940, let's just say. Let's say you have some good stuff after that. But let's give full credit, 84 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a sliver of 84 years on planet Earth and then put that on a timeline of the Earth's existence, would you even be able to see a segment, a period that's 84 years long? Do you know what I mean? If you put it in graph form that had to fit on a piece of paper, how would 84 years be represented versus the life of the planet? That's crazy. That is crazy. That's like somebody driving in traffic in Miami, you're going to prognosticate that they're going to be involved in an accident in Portland, Oregon in 6 years and 3 months. Yeah. I mean, based on that's how little data that they really have. I mean, if you don't have data, I know they can dig into ice packs and all that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give you what ambient temperatures and the fluctuations that took place.
Yeah.
We know there were global warming and cooling periods. Now, the 15th century was a real anomaly. Well, what happened then?
Mm-hmm. The 1930s were the hottest, apparently, in our, you know, era of lifetimes.
And then you have to. Exactly.
Guy, and I've told you about him, Chris Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, Chris Martz Weather. And he responds to stuff just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look, this is ridiculous, this whole averaging and all these different points around the world. He's a good guy to follow, takes a good practical view, and doesn't go along with all this woke garbage with the weather. So check him out.
Well, I got good news and bad news, Greg.
Oh, no.
Okay, the good news is...
Oh, so it's good news.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, or is it? Will Trump and his folks be happy doing indoor events? Were they already looking to move indoors? Or are they getting some pressure from the Secret Service?
Hmm.
Yep, the Secret Service has reportedly advised the Trump campaign to stop holding rallies and events outdoors almost 2 weeks after the assassination attempt. Three people close to the matter spoke to the Washington Post on the condition of anonymity, said the Secret Service had spoken to campaign advisors about not holding events outdoors with large crowds. Wow. This comes after Trump was shot by a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear, Butler, Pennsylvania. The sources added that the Trump campaign is not currently looking to hold outdoor events and is eyeing indoor events, basketball arenas, and other large spaces that can seat thousands of attendees. A campaign official, who once again wanted to remain anonymous, explained that holding events indoors is safer because you're able to control who comes through a finite number of doors, but pointed out that indoor events have capacity limits. Yeah, they do. And a lot more like kind of hidden areas, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're going to have, they would have the same problem. The bad guy, you know, this weasel, this shooter in the event of Butler, he placed his rifle there sometime previous to the event.
Right.
So going through a metal detector, he didn't fear that. His gun was already in there. Well, you could do the same thing with an indoor venue. And there's a lot more hiding places. Right? You hide it in all kinds of places. You know, the ceiling tiles and, you know, especially if you've been to, like, you know, the O'Connell Center, like under all those, you know, seats and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of areas.
Sure.
Where you could possibly hide stuff. Now, they would go through all that, but, but you know what I mean? How effective can you be?
There's a lot of nooks and crannies in a building.
Nooks and crannies. You're exactly right. Nooks and crannies. Good on an English muffin, not good when you're trying to keep a president or a candidate safe.
Good point.
So, yeah, I mean, the kind of failures that they had aren't necessarily going to be eliminated by having the folks indoors.
No.
And they need to get to the heart of the matter, what's going on here, because, you know, the rumor mill is really starting to get charged up.
Oh, big time.
You know, following some cell phone track, again, you can't get definitive information. The FBI will tell you, you know, it's the middle of an investigation. Mm-hmm. So then the rumor mills get started. And now that the government, unfortunately, is starting to develop a pretty bad track record of telling us the truth. Yeah. I mean, look how they were all willing to hide a president and try to hide his the severity of his, you know, weaknesses.
Well, think about it this way, and we mentioned the other day, you and I called maybe 6 months or a year after the election. We thought he was so bad then that he would not complete 1 year in office.
Right.
And we forget, well, relatively speaking, it's not as bad as it is now. But if we were having those thoughts 3.5 years ago, there was a problem. And it proves they've hidden it for 3.5 years.
Right. So a government that will hide something as important as that will hide all kinds of other things, which, of course, leads to the rumor mill and conspiracy theories. And what's the old meme? You know, conspiracy theorist 34, everybody else zero, if you're keeping score.
Yeah.
So I know there's going to be people that they'll scrutinize it, but they... If they don't cover all their bases, it's not going to be good, and they won't get to the heart of the matter. I mean, if there really was, you know, a scenario.
Outside influence.
So. Yes. Not just the lone weirdo.
Right.
That's what you got to make sure, that you truly are eliminating that possibility. And, you know, when somebody gets shot right away, exterminated.
Yeah.
And then you have to wonder, well, if you're willing to exterminate the person, did you really have to wait until they fired what clearly you could see was a gun? No, you should have taken them out. I mean, that's just part of it. And then the washing of the roof right afterwards, if indeed that's true. You know, one of the fastest capital punishment cases that I ever saw was Timothy McVeigh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean... I've never seen anything so quick. All of a sudden, he's dead. And it was like, really? You're certain that you got all the information that was available? Well, all the information they wanted to be available. Yeah. Nothing else. So, yeah, you look back on that and see. It's got to break some kind of record about how fast they put him to death.
I mean, it was 6 years, but in comparison...
Oh, yeah, because they usually go on... I don't know what the average is. I think the average is like 12.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Anyway, we'll see if, it, you know, conspiracy theorists... Again, looking 50 years ago, half the stuff that we've experienced, you know, would get you laughed out of a room.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know, oh, wait a second. It is difficult to find the truth.
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult? Yep. Did I mention it's the hottest day ever recorded? Was just the other day, July 21st.
Ever?
Ever.
That's what the headline says.
Well, the headline says that.
Ever.
But then it. But then they say, well, the hottest day on Earth since at least 1940.
No, wait a minute. Forever means like a long time, not 1940.
Mm.
Forever is ever. Ever, ever.
So, on this day, the average temperature came in at 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, to most of us, that, well, that doesn't sound hot at all. But they're measuring all the temperatures, including overnight temperatures, afternoon temperatures, mm-hmm. and that's an average across the entire globe. So, that's considered the hottest day, at least up to 1940. But, yeah, the hottest day ever.
Ever.
Recorded sounds a lot scarier,
except it's not really.
Well,
so
here's the thing. Okay, so let's say 84 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And so if what kind of good data do you have? You don't have any good data before 1940. Let's say you have some good stuff after that. But let's give full credit. 84 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a sliver of 84 years on planet Earth, and then put that on a timeline of the Earth's existence. Would you even be able to see a segment, a period that's 84 years long? Do you know what I mean? If you put it in graph form that had to fit on a piece of paper, how would 84 years be represented versus the life of the planet? That's crazy. That is crazy. That's like somebody driving in traffic in Miami. You're going to prognosticate that they're going to be involved in an accident in Portland, Oregon in 6 years and 3 months. Yeah. I mean, based on that's how little data that they really have. I mean, if you don't have data, I know they can dig into ice packs and all that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give you what ambient temperatures and the fluctuations that took place.
Yeah.
We know there were global warming and cooling periods. Now, the 15th century was a real anomaly. Well, what happened then?
Mm-hmm. The 1930s were the hottest, apparently, in our, you know, era of lifetimes.
Yeah,
and then you have States. To. Right.
Exactly.
Guy, and I've told you about him, Chris Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, Chris Martz Weather, and he responds to stuff just like this,
mm-hmm.
and he says, look, this is ridiculous, this whole averaging and all these different points around the world. He's a good guy to follow, takes a good practical view, and doesn't go along with us woke garbage with the weather. So check him out.
Well, I got good news and bad news, Greg.
Oh, no.
Okay, the good news is...
Oh, so it's good news first. Okay.
You don't have to pay any attention
mm-hmm.
to climate change whatsoever. Don't pay any attention to
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I try not to. But
the
okay.
bad news is
yeah.
democracy is going to end by Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's talk turkey.
That's a bad stand-up routine,
Bob. Let's talk turkey with, she did some stand-up. Rosie O'Donnell, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Always happy, smiling, jovial.
She was, wasn't she?
At one time, she was.
And then?
Then, once the leftyism takes a hold of you, it takes out all your fun genetic capabilities, your ability to smile,
yeah.
laugh, mm-hmm. and be a happy person. It just gets sucked into this vortex.
Wow.
So, Rosie O'Donnell... ran into she got 2.4 million TikTok followers. Thank you, China.
Yeah.
I mean, China says, thank you, Rosie.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's how it would work, right? So she put out a video on Saturday claiming that democracy in the United States may be over by Thanksgiving.
Wow.
She continued to disseminate violent rhetoric by arguing that the United States is headed right to an authoritarian dictatorship if former President Donald Trump wins election in November. Authoritarian dictatorship. Not somebody who wants to put out of business the oil companies
Yeah.
Not somebody who has the border wide open. Yeah. Yeah. He's an authoritarian. Wait.
Right.
Wasn't it Joe Biden the one to tell us what kind of stove we can cook with? Wasn't it Joe Biden and his administration trying to tell us that we have to go with all electric cars by some date that they randomly chose?
Oh, yeah.
Who's authoritarian?
Huh.
Who's attempting a dictatorship? That's the Biden regime, and that will continue and even get worse under a Kamala. Where do these people come up with this idea? Trump was president. I didn't see any dictatorial behavior. Some mean tweets for sure. But other than that, I mean, these people got nothing.
No.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about, including Kamala. What's the plan for her makeover? Yep. We'll talk about that and more coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Enjoy. Attitude of gratitude goes a long way. Thank you for tuning in. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. One of your top stories, Netanyahu is coming. He's already here. Nobody really greeted him, not even the Secretary of State. And a bunch of them are going to be AWOL when he speaks to Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, this would be something the vice president would sit in on. But no, she's busy going to some kind of sorority shindig. I'm not exaggerating. That's the deal. So that, to me, that's a slap in the face of one of our most important allies. A real slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Because she's trying to balance this out. She needs to get all those voters in and around Detroit to vote for her. Kamala, that is.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's kind of transpiring. Now, also, Joe Biden is supposed to speak tonight at 8 p.m. Rumors are swirling. Will this be his resignation? I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know that that's the case. It probably in all likelihood not the case. But would you be shocked? I mean, look at how he put out, like on a memorandum that didn't even, I mean, it said from Joseph R. Biden Jr. or whatever, wasn't like all that official. Yeah, I'm dropping out of the 2024 race. So would you be shocked if all of a sudden he came out and said, you know, I'm stepping down as president?
Not really.
And I wonder if his feelings are so hurt, his ego so bruised, that he might actually do some damage to Kamala on the way out. Mm. I'm sure he's been told, you better play along and get along.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they've already pushed him out. I don't know what kind of, how do I say this in a nice way? What level of usefulness Joe will have if he's not in office anymore? And I don't mean that as a human being. I mean that based on Joe's history. Like, if he doesn't have politics and the greasing of palms, mostly his own, what's he going to do? So if he sees the future is very, very bleak, and of course it is, then will he go out with kind of a bang, if you will, with a little chip on his shoulder? Because he is the kind of guy that can hold a grudge and not hold his temper.
Yeah.
By the way, you can follow The Bob Rose Show wherever you get your podcast. Click subscribe. There's no fee, but you can access all the stuff, all the material, all the great interviews that we do, wherever you get your podcast normally. All right? Florida population hits 23 million. Is that, do we celebrate that?
I don't know. Do we
cry? As soon as we move here, we're like, okay, that's it. Don't need any more.
I'm the last one in.
Yeah. So, look, economy, quality of life, things like that.
Right.
They're going to draw people, and they're going to go and they're going to leave, you know, high tax and high crime areas. And they're going to gravitate toward places that are safe and have lower taxes. And Florida's one of those places. So we shouldn't be surprised that, that our population continues to grow. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but okay. Greg, I'll just say it. Greg has not seen Hillbilly Elegy.
No, I have not.
Yet.
No.
And I know that you'll relate to it in a big, big way, not just because it's a story of J.D. Vance's life.
Yeah.
You'll relate to it because don't you have family from, like, Mississippi?
Yeah, they're Corinth, Mississippi. Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of down home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are people who, you know, maybe didn't get into ag. They worked in the factory. So a little bit different than the South. People a little bit further north of the Mason-Dixon,
right.
They gravitated toward the big mines, the big
right.
factories. Those were the big jobs where towns literally grew around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now it's called the Rust Belt for a reason. All those big places where everybody worked are now shut down, and things look decrepit, and things seem a bit hopeless. And nothing captures that whole thing better than that movie, Hillbilly Elegy. Now, I saw it years ago before I even knew who J.D. Vance was. I mean, well,
right.
He was really nobody, an author of a book, a biography on his life. But I saw it again just yesterday. And I got to tell you, it's so awesome. This is absolutely going to kill the left. Now, they will try to take some things out of context, whether it's some racial things that were said in the movie or whatever. They'll try to. But if you actually watch it, you can tell what the overriding message is. In America, anybody who really puts in the effort can succeed. Now, they got to stay out of trouble.
Sure.
Stay off drugs.
Yeah.
Or alcohol. But no matter how humble your beginnings are, you know, when Meals on Wheels is coming by to bring your grandma lunch and you're in her care, and she begs the guy for additional food so that you can be fed, that's going to remain with you. And that's one of the many reasons why this guy is going to be an awesome vice president. Hang on, more to come. Another day in paradise, my friends. Enjoy. Attitude of gratitude goes a long way. Thank you for tuning in. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. One of your top stories, Netanyahu is coming. He's already here. Nobody really greeted him, not even the Secretary of State. And a bunch of them are going to be AWOL when he speaks to Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, this would be something the vice president would sit in on. But no, she's busy going to some kind of sorority shindig. I'm not exaggerating. That's the deal. So that, to me, that's a slap in the face of one of our most important allies, a real slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we shouldn't be surprised because she's trying to balance this out. She needs to get all those voters in and around Detroit to vote for her. Kamala, that is.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's kind of transpiring. Now, also, Joe Biden is supposed to speak tonight at 8 p.m., rumors are swirling. Will this be his resignation? I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know that that's the case. It probably in all likelihood not the case. But would you be shocked? I mean, look at how he put out, like on a memorandum that didn't even, I mean, it said from Joseph R. Biden Jr. or whatever, wasn't like all that official. Yeah, I'm dropping out of the 2024 race. So would you be shocked if all of a sudden he came out and said, you know, I'm stepping down as president?
Not really.
And I wonder if his feelings are so hurt, his ego so bruised, that he might actually do some damage to Kamala on the way out.
Mm.
I'm sure he's been told, you better play along and get along.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they've already pushed him out. I don't know what kind of, how do I say this in a nice way? What level of usefulness Joe will have if he's not in office anymore? And I don't mean that as a human being. I mean that based on Joe's history. Like, if he doesn't have politics and the greasing of palms, mostly his own, what's he going to do? So if he sees the future is very, very bleak, and of course it is, then will he go out with kind of a bang, if you will, with a little chip on his shoulder, because he is the kind of guy that can hold a grudge and not hold his temper.
Yeah.
By the way, you can follow the Bob Rose Show wherever you get your podcast. Click subscribe. There's no fee, but you can access all the stuff, all the material, all the great interviews that we do, wherever you get your podcast normally. All right. Florida population hits 23 million. Is that, do we celebrate that?
I don't know.
Do we cry? As soon as we move here, we're like, okay, that's it. Don't need to do more.
I'm the last one in.
Yeah. So, look, economy, quality of life, things like that.
Right.
They're going to draw people, and they're going to go, and they're going to leave, you know, high tax and high crime areas. And they're going to gravitate toward places that are safe and have lower taxes. And Florida's one of those places. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that, that our population continues to grow. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but okay. Greg, I'll just say it. Greg has not seen Hillbilly Elegy.
No, I have not.
Yet.
No.
And I know that you'll relate to it in a big, big way, not just because it's a story of J.D. Vance's life.
Yeah.
You'll relate to it because don't you have family from, like, Mississippi?
Yeah, they're Corinth, Mississippi. Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of down home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are people who, you know, maybe didn't get into ag. They worked in the factory. So a little bit different than the South. People a little bit further north of the Mason-Dixon, they gravitated toward the big mines, the big factories. Those were the big jobs where towns literally grew around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now it's called the Rust Belt for a reason. All those, you know, big places where everybody worked are now shut down, and things look decrepit, and things seem a bit hopeless. And nothing captures that whole thing better than that movie, Hillbilly Elegy. Now, I saw it years ago before I even knew who J.D. Vance was. I mean, he was really nobody, an author of a book, a biography on his life. But I saw it again just yesterday. And I got to tell you, it's so awesome. This is absolutely going to kill the left. Now, they will try to take some things out of context, whether it's some racial things that were said in the movie or whatever. They'll try to. But if you actually watch it, you can tell what the overriding message is. In America, anybody who really puts in the effort can succeed. Now, they got to stay out of trouble.
Sure.
Stay off drugs.
Yeah.
Or alcohol. But no matter how humble your beginnings are, you know, when Meals on Wheels is coming by to bring your grandma lunch and you're in her care, and she begs the guy for additional food so that you can be fed, that's going to remain with you. And that's one of the many reasons why this guy is going to be an awesome vice president. Hang on, more to come.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse track.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.